Dear God, omnipotent Father, most holy and blessed Savior, creator of this world, creator of us, we come in adoration of you. We adore you, O Father. We love you. There is no other but you. How could we not praise you? How can we not lift our hands? Lift our hands in adoration, O Father. You are our Lord. You are our King. You're everything. And we just bow humbly. Because without you, we would not be here. Without you, we would not have the hope we have. Without you, we would not have the wherewithal that we need to get through every moment, every challenge that is placed before us. We will not be filled with the words we need to speak. We would not be guided in the right way. Lord, we would not have the breath that we breathe. So you are God. We declare that you are King. O Lord, in your majesty and your greatness, we humbly bow. We are indeed sorry. We're sorry, Lord, because sometimes we don't do what you would have us do. Sometimes we go against what you would want us to do because of fear, because of our surroundings, what other folks may say. Lord, you know we listen to the wrong things. We take in the wrong information. We lean on our own understanding, O Lord, and we are just human. But you are God. Lord God, we may think ill of others. We fall short of understanding and fall short of being compassionate, being empathetic. We choose to ignore, give a side eye to things, O Lord, that we should put our full focus on. Lord, there are times when we don't have faith for you to take up the mantle and run with what we need you to run with, or what you should be running with in our lives, O Lord. We take it up, or sometimes, Lord God, we place it at your feet, and then we take it up anyway. And then we wonder why we fail. We wonder why we don't get what we need, as opposed to what we want. Lord God, we come to you and say we want this and we want that. We need this and we need that. We place everything to you in the way we would want it done, the things that we want. Lord God, even in the things that we think are what are of you, they're not really of you, Lord God. Sometimes we bring our financial situation and we ask you to declare that we may be given heaps and heaps of financial solutions. Lord God, we ask that we may have such and such job, that we may have such and such position. Lord God, we pray that you will place us in a particular group that we think we should be in, Lord God, and we think that you would want us to be in. Lord God, we pray for our situations upon our health, upon our family, things that would seem to make sense. And we think that you want, Lord God, but sometimes, you know, we know that is not so. And Lord God, we are afraid then to have that faith to allow you to do your will in our lives. For you to open the right door to have even bigger achievements than we ever dreamed of. Financially, work-wise, socially, in our family, with our health. Because all we can see is the box that we have placed upon ourselves, Lord God. And we are truly sorry about that. We are truly sorry that we don't hold on in faith always. That we don't just let go and let you, Lord. We are truly and humbly sorry. We are so sorry that over and over and over we fail. Over and over and over we backbite. Lord God, we throw things in your face. We throw situations in your face. Things that you would have placed, you know, in the right way for us, Lord God, we throw it back at you. I want to do our own will, but Lord God, forgive us. For sometimes we just don't know. Forgive us, Lord, and cleanse us. Heal us from all unrighteousness and all ill thought and our lack of having complete faith and trust in you. Faith, blind faith, Lord God, in you, knowing full well, completely, that you have our life in your hands and you have our situations in your hand. You know our beginning and our end. You know what is to come. We have no idea, Lord God. How dare we? We have no idea of what the future holds. We have no idea of what the next second holds. So how dare we fly in your face, Lord? We are truly sorry. We are sorry, Lord God. We are sorry, Lord God, for all the situations that happen around us in this world. We place leaders, Lord God, all the governments in the world, all the leaderships that should place their lives and their countries in your hands, but unfortunately some don't. Others do and still take back. Lord God, we pray for them all. We pray that you instill your word in their management, in their declarations, in their laws, all the way down, Lord God, to leaders of communities, business owners, teachers, lawyers, doctors, Lord God, nurses, managers, CEOs, VPs, the ministers of our church and churches far and wide, Lord God, all occupations, Lord God, all people that take care of people, all people that are in charge of people, all people that offer some service to people. Lord Jesus, we ask that you touch the hearts of those who are homemakers as well. That your will be placed within them. That they will lead with you at the helm. Because Lord God is in with you. That's the only way we can achieve success. That's why we fall, isn't it, Lord? But Lord God, we pray for all war situations going on throughout the world, in the Middle East. Lord God, places where there are issues of all the isms, Lord God, running rampant throughout this world, throughout the US, throughout the Europe, in the UK, Lord God, even in the Caribbean, Lord God, throughout this whole world. We've placed this upon ourselves, haven't we, Lord? We've placed this on ourselves. How dare we just create boxes and claim that they are it, that they are what you want, when you've created us lovingly? How dare we do this, Lord God? We pray that your hand be placed upon all of these situations, that the horrible outcomes will cease, that you'll soften the hearts of those whose hearts are hardened, that you will clarify the minds of those whose minds are taken over by the darkness of hate. Lord Jesus, I ask you, please come. Descend. May your Holy Spirit descend on those who just refuse to listen, refuse to see the beauty in your creations. Lord, I pray for those who ignore climate change. We are destroying the very place that you made for us. Why, Lord? The further we get from you, the more we just destroy your gifts. It is so painful. How on earth are we supposed to survive? How on earth are we supposed to expect our children and our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren to survive if we keep falling against what you've given us, falling against your word? Lord Jesus, hear us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord, because we need your forgiveness. Again, I say, Lord God, please touch the hearts of those who lead and that can make administrative decisions regarding our climate change. Every little change helps. And Lord, I know you allow these things because we ignore you. We think that we are here and you're just a help. And it's unfortunate. Because of that very thinking, Lord God, we are failing. So, Father, I ask that you please place your hand upon all of those who can make very precise decisions to change things for the better, for the future of this world. Not only for us, Lord God, but protect the water, protect the insects, the bees, for instance, Lord God, that need to pollinate the plants so that we can get food. Lord God, place your hand upon your little creations, the animals, Lord God, and that everything will be in balance. Because we're so out of balance right now, Lord God, and it's just destroying us. All because we're not listening to you. And we don't love what you've given us, this planet. We don't love it. Lord God, we put within our bodies all the wrong foods, all the things that we manufactured thinking that, okay, we can do better than what you have provided. How dare we, Lord, fly in your face? Forgive us, O Lord. Help us, Lord God, to reach a point where we can see you in everything that we do, everything that we eat, everything that we say, everything that we ingest with our eyes and our ears and our mind. Oh, Lord God, we need change. We do. Lord God, I ask you to place your hand upon all of those who are in need, desperately, throughout all the impoverished areas all across the world. because they are everywhere, Lord God. Everywhere. We as human beings only focus on certain points, certain places, because that is what we traditionally do. But Lord God, you know the impoverished lives everywhere. And millions upon millions of people die every year because sometimes we like to hold on to what we have. God, you've given us enough so that all of us could be successful. All of us could live in peace. All of us could be comfortable. All of us could have something to eat. All of us could have shelter. But yet, Lord God, that's not the case. And we are ashamed. We are ashamed because of our greed and our selfishness and our lack of empathy. Forgive us, O Father. Lord God, place your gracious hands upon those who are living in these dire ways like right now, Lord God. Place your hand upon them, O Father, that there will be deliverance, that they will be provided with food, that they will be provided with shelter, they will be provided with proper, adequate support, both medically, physically, financially, and all other ways, Lord God, that systems will be less, will be corrupt less. Corruption would cease, Lord God, declaring it in your holy name. Because you know it's because of the corruption and the greed, Lord God, that we are in these places that we are in. And that so much of our world's population is in this place. In dire need. I pray that you soften the hearts of those who use this as a prophet for themselves. Soften their hearts and help them to realize what they do is wrong and they own up to it. Lord God, I pray for all other things caused by indirectly or directly by us. We know that when it comes to the hurricane seasons in the Caribbean, for instance, Lord God, they're getting more and more vicious, all because of climate change. We know that there are fires. We know that the temperatures have gone crazy. Our winters are stranger, our summers are stranger. When it comes to the earthquakes and the tsunamis, our earth is crying out because of what we have done. So again, I pray, Lord God, that you talk to all of us and have mercy upon us all. Speak to us so that we may do what you would have us do. I intercede, Lord God. I ask for your intercession, Lord God. Forgive me. I ask for your touch upon all of us who are going through any health issues, any financial issues, any depression, Lord God, loneliness, any battles of any sort, legal, work-wise, anything, Lord God, I ask for your intercession. Touch everyone, Lord God. Touch our hearts so that we know we can depend on you. Help us to be humble in your sight and wait on you. Lord God, we live in a world that is so fast-paced. It is so fast-paced and we can't seem to stop. We go faster and faster and we don't realize that we as human beings are not made for this. You did not make us for this. You made us to sit and wait and listen to you. wait on you. We're running so fast and we're doing things at such a breakneck speed that we do not see your way as clearly as before. So Lord God, I pray that you intercede. You give us the space to hear you and allow you to do your work in all of our challenges, Lord God. Help us to see that your way is indeed perfect, no matter what we may think, what we may feel. Your way is indeed perfect, Lord God. Lord God, we know that your grace is sufficient indeed for us. Your power is made perfect in our weakness, Lord God. You do not challenge us to be the greatest of great, but to be just ourselves. So why is it then, Lord God, that we think that we need to be all-powerful? For isn't that we fail? Help us to see that it is in the fact that we are weak and we are human and we are just us, that your power is made perfect. Oh, Father, Lord, we confess all our sins to you, those hidden and unhidden, those known and unknown. Again, Lord God, I say that we have thought and said and done all manner of things against your will. And unfortunately, Lord, we are imperfect and we will continue to do so. But you have said in your mercy, you are always there 70 times by seven, Lord God, you continue to forgive us. So I pray, Lord God, that even in our confession to you, when others confess to us, that we forgive them too. For we are indeed imperfect. Thank you, Lord God, for hearing. Thank you, Lord God, for this life that we live. No matter the challenges, oh Father, no matter our weakness, no matter what goes on around us, no matter the circumstances, Lord God, you still are here. Help us to keep your name on our lips and spread your love to others, your redemption, your saving grace, oh Father. For as in that, Lord God, we and others will find peace. And we will draw closer and closer to you. Help us, Lord, to keep instilled in your word. Help us to keep our eyes upon you in preparation for your return. Help us, Lord, to help others keep focused on you in preparation for your return. Help us, Lord, with the words to help others draw closer to you and for them to give their lives to Christ. Oh, Father, thank you. Thank you for hearing us, O Father, and my imperfect words, O Father. But Lord God, you know what's in my heart. You know what is in our hearts, each of our hearts, Lord God. I pray that you touch us and be the strength that we need. Thank you, Father. This we all pray in your most holy, holy and precious name, O Father. We do love you, O Lord. Amen.